From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. With contract talks stalled between some Eureka City Schools employees and the district, a third-party mediator is stepping in. Workers handling groundskeeping to food service to custodial work are asking for a raise amounting to about 14% in their next contract. Negotiations started back in June, then stalled 2 months later. Union officials saying the fixed wages those workers receive ultimately widen the gap between the wealthiest and poorest employees in the district each and every year. District officials say the proposed wages they put on the table are competitive with the county's livable wage rate. Let's now state prison for Marcy Kitchen, whom Lost Coast Outpost reports left the Humboldt County Correctional Facility early Thursday morning for a state lockup following her guilty plea to charges related to a drunk driving accident that killed her daughter and her daughter's friend. She had turned herself in on September 3rd. Now the 41-year-old is likely to spend about 4 years in prison with credit for good behavior. A convicted felon who police heard might be dealing drugs back behind bars this morning. On October 10th at about 11:30, special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a home on the 2100 block of Union Street in Eureka. In addition to a number of complaints of suspected drug activity there, agents previously got information that 33-year-old Frederick Fields Jr. was involved in narcotics distribution and could possibly be armed. Well, upon arrival, agents saw Fields leave his residence, reach into a parked car. When law enforcement got there, he drew a handgun from his possession and threw it into the yard of his residence. Fields, a previously convicted felon, and was arrested for weapons violations. Agents recovered the firearm and also found in the home additional ammunition, scales, and narcotics packaging materials. Fields transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Early Thursday, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies conducted a vehicle probe on the 300 block of Alder Point Road in Garberville. Deputies found two people inside a car there, 39-year-old Amy Havner and a male passenger. During the course of the investigation, deputies learned the vehicle had been stolen from Eureka. Havner was arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility, charges of possession of stolen property, as well as a probation violation. The male passenger questioned and released at the scene. Well, the 2018 Walk to End Alzheimer's for Humboldt County is happening tomorrow. Registration begins at 10 a.m., the ceremony at 11 a.m., and a walk begins at 11:30. The location is the Adorney Center in Eureka. Donations are accepted on the website or via mail. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.